Okay, thank you, Madam Clerk. I'd like to call this government operations meeting to order. The date is March 7th, 2020. My name is 336. And roll call, please. Would you read your prayer, please?
Yes, did you say Congressman Walker?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, sure. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for all of the many blessings that you bestow on the Oak Ridge Nation and its people, Lord. Again, I just ask that you be with us as we conduct the nation's business. Lord, I just ask that you bless those that are sick. Lord, bless those that are in mourning. Bless our children, our elders. Lord, help us make decisions that move this nation forward and help our people. I think that's what we would have to do. And I just want to thank you for everything that you do for us, Lord. Please forgive us for our sins and all these things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you, Congressman. Roll call, please.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present. Okay, we have a forum. Look at your minutes. Chair would entertain a motion if no corrections.
This is from yesterday. Congressman Big Horse.
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
I'd like to move to approve the minutes as presented from March 30th, 2020.
Congressman Potts, a second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor, if I'm not saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion passes. Moving on to item number 5, ONCA 19-63. Author is Mr. Speaker Tillman. Move the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, bill number ONCA 19-63 was introduced back in the CISO session September 3rd. The act reads to amend 20C ONC section 14-105 of the Osage Nation Permanent Fund Act to authorize utilization of funds by appropriation for government operations and government services during a financial emergency and to establish an alternate effective date. Back when this bill was introduced to the Congress, we were looking at the initial wave of threats from the state of Oklahoma and Governor Stitt to the gaming compact and the possible increase of exclusivity fees for us, and also any scenarios that would declare a financial emergency to the nation. So it's been sitting here, and the committee decided at that time, and I believe it was Congressman Potts who recommended that we just postpone it instead of withdrawing it. And we postponed it, and now here we are again today, and we are facing a financial emergency. As everybody knows, the casinos are temporarily closed, and there's X amount of dollars in the permanent fund. There are talks about, from Chief Standing Bear's executive message to the legislative body, about using, I believe it was money from the retained revenue fund, the unspent funds from fiscal year 2019, and the use of these funds will require Congress actions during this session. He states they have prepared proposed legislation on this matter and hopes that the body of Congress will make this appropriation. I have yet to see that proposed legislation. However, I do anticipate that it is on its way. They are also using money from hiring freeze, and they are looking at also accessing the Congressional Building Fund to utilize for specific purposes for the government of the Osage Nation. So now we come to what I'm looking at here. When we talk about the permanent fund, we're talking about the savings account of the Osage Nation. We're talking about having access to our savings account, and the act itself, ONCA 1963, talks about appropriations for government operations and government services, which have yet to be defined to specific expenditures. I believe the Budget Control Act has an effect on this bill as well. And right now, I have not been in contact with any member of the executive branch with regards to ONCA 1963. So my wish today, and we can have some discussion, but I'd just like to make a motion to postpone bill number ONCA 1963 to the call of the chair and bring it up at time certain, time necessary, after there's been some communication from the executive branch as to maybe more definitive what exactly is government operations and government services, and being able to use that money for those reasons. And that's the motion that I make, but I would like discussion. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, you heard Mr. Speaker and his sentiments, and I think he is, I agree with his thoughts. I'm going to open it up for discussion. Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you. Thank you. I would just ask the speaker, as you work on this, to please provide some definitions for financial emergency, government operations, government services. In my experience, we have just different thoughts on what words mean at times, and I think that the addition of definitions would be very helpful. So that would be a request I would make. The other thing I would say is that in researching to file one of my bills that provides additional funding to the health benefit if needed on an optional basis for the members, I went back and looked at the history of the permanent fund, and will say that restricting it to direct assistance was accomplished by this Congress there were 11 members there and 11 members voted for it. So I would wonder whether perhaps we should separate the fund into two kind of funds.
I'm going to stop you right there, Congresswoman. Madam Clerk, inquiry. We do have a motion on the floor.
Yes, a motion to postpone.
Okay.
Second.
Good.
Okay, a motion and a second to postpone. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Okay, we will postpone that, and Congressman Edwards, you can get with the author, I intend to also. It is an important piece of legislation, and thank you, Mr. Speaker.
You're welcome, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
I thought he asked this, but...
Okay, moving on to item number six, ONCR 20-01. Congressman Potts, are you on?
I am.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I believe the last two pieces on here should go relatively quickly. ONCR 2001 is a resolution to recognize the employees of Osage Casinos for their perseverance in the face of Governor Stitt's claims about the compact. This is a direct response to Governor Stitt's claim that our frontline employees at our casino, some of the people that generate the most revenue for this nation that serves our people, essentially came under attack by Governor Stitt, by his threats on our employees, saying that if you're a vendor with our casinos somehow on January 1, you'll potentially be operating illegally. I know personally some of our employees that called me and say, do I go to work? And of course, my response is absolutely. We are a sovereign nation. You are expected to be there. And your CEOs, your gaming enterprise board, we're all working hard to protect you and make sure that you have a place to come to work. But there was a level of fear that was generated by Governor Stitt and his claims in an attempt to try to force the tribes to the table to renegotiate these compacts. And so one of the most simple things that we can do is a simple resolution to thank those employees for continuing to go to work through all of those compact negotiations. Thank them for generating the revenue that allows us to serve our people. So that's exactly what ONCR 2001 does. It just thanks our employees who continue to serve our Osage Casino customers and that remain dedicated to their job despite threats from the state. It is resolved that we recognize their dedication and perseverance of our Osage Casino employees in the face of potential threats to their job. And we hereby offer our sincere appreciation of the Osage Nation Congress to the casino employees for their service to the nation.
I couldn't agree more, Congressman. Any discussion?
Congressman Bickhorst, Maria here.
Yes, Congressman.
I agree. This is a timely and good resolution for the threats of the state against our casinos. My understanding is not even letting up during this crisis period. I just wanted to ask the sponsor what he thought about continuing on with this resolution at this time when we know that some of the employees are, I think, maybe undergoing some suspension of their work. Work duties, does that have any impact on your desire for passage right now?
If we want to hold off on it, I certainly understand. this is more just to thank them for, you know, still coming to work and in the face of Governor Stitt's claims. The COVID-19 crisis has certainly presented a new new standard or new obstacle to employment. We want to extend it and say, you know, thank you for also continuing to do what you can to make sure that the casino is continuing to generate revenue. We appreciate everything you're doing. I think every thanks is a good thanks, and maybe two resolutions are in order once we've resolved this other issue.
Congressman, do you have a follow-up?
Speaker Big Horse. Chair Big Horse.
Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just wanted to include that I agree with the resolution and Congressman Spott's recognition of the Osage Nation casino employees located all over the county, Osage County, seven facilities. And yes, they have done an outstanding job, but this is also causing great concern to the nation's employees at the government as well, which we're funded by primarily gaming dollars as well. So just a thought to maybe include the government workers as well through this time and their tenacity and their commitment to excellence as well. Just a thought from me.
Mr. Chair, this is Maker speaking.
Congressman Maker.
Yes, sir. I agree with the purpose of this resolution, and I think it's well needed. And I would suggest that at the time when it is passed out, and it should be read to the employees at the employee banquet that they have every year. Although this year, I don't know, things may change with what's going on now, but I think it'd be nice for that to be read out to the employees at that time at their recognition banquet. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Any other dialogue? Any movement?
Congress, Chair Big Horse.
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to report ONCR 20-01, resolution to recognize the employees of the Osage Nation casinos for their perseverance in the face of the Governor's Stitt's claims about the compact. To the body of Congress with a due pass recommendation.
We have a motion with a due pass recommendation for 20-01. We have a second.
Second from Maker.
Okay, we have a second from the Maker. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
I have discussion. Right. This is Alice. So I have discussion. Didn't someone just say they wanted to include language to include the Osage government employees? Are you all going to do that on the floor and just vote this out as is, or are you going to do it here in committee?
Hey, it kind of sounded like in the discussion there might be another resolution coming.
Okay.
I'm happy to offer another resolution, Chairman Big Horse, or I'd be happy to include language. I'll speak with Speaker Tillman about including language either in here, or I'm happy to offer the resolution.
Okay, however you want to work it out, either way is fine with me. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, the ONCR 20-01 passed. So moving on to item number 7, ONCR-02. Congressman Potts, you're signing a pitching compact.
Thank you,
Chairman Big Horse, this is a resolution to request that the Hunting and Fishing Compact be negotiated with the state of Oklahoma and presented to the Osage Nation Congress for approval. This comes as a request to some constituents of mine, or ours, who are avid sportsmen, hunters, and fishers, and in light of the current discussion regarding compacts with the state of Oklahoma, and the governor of Oklahoma's insistence on calling these contracts, I think it's prudent at this time to utilize our resources to educate Governor Stitt on what a compact is and to further develop relationships between the state of Oklahoma and the Osage Nation. So two other examples of compacts that were made very clear in light of the compact negotiations regarding gaming was that two other tribal nations in Oklahoma have hunting and fishing compacts with the state of Oklahoma. And so this resolution encourages the chief to explore a hunting and fishing compact with the state of Oklahoma and present that in the same manner that a gaming compact would be to the Osage Nation Congress for approval. Spoke earlier with Congressman Big Horse. This is an exercise in our sovereignty. This is one way that we can assert what we believe to be our sovereign rights and also educate the state of Oklahoma. So I encourage passage, eager to move forward with it. Again, I also spoke to Congressman Big Horse. You're probably not going to see me taking advantage of this. It's not necessarily about hunting and fishing for me. It's about the exercise of our sovereignty in making sure that the state of Oklahoma knows exactly where we stand on compacts and making sure that the language is, this is just a simple contract, it goes away. So happy to answer any questions.
I have a question. This is Alice for the sponsor. What if any conversations have you had with the executive branch on this, and where do they stand on supporting it?
I've had no conversations with the executive branch.
Okay.
I hope there would be for it as an exercise of all of our sovereignty.
Thank you. Thank you. That's all I had.
Any other questions?
Yes, this is Maria. I have a question.
Congresswoman Helen.
I have never reviewed. Cherokee Nation is the only nation that I know that has a hunting and fishing compact with the state of Oklahoma. Do you know if that's correct? Does anyone listening know if that's correct before I continue on?
I do know
Cherokee and the Choctaw Nation.
Cherokee.
Cherokee and Choctaw Nation. I've never reviewed their compact, but I do know that our Constitution at Article 15, Section 5 states preservation of hunting and fishing and the taking of game and fish are valued part of our heritage and shall be forever preserved for the Osage people and shall be managed by Osage law and regulation for the public good. I'm curious if the sponsor has considered the constitutional language alongside of what a compact would look like with the state in this area. Just wanting to hear his thoughts on that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I believe in our Constitution. I was aware of that language. But I think that this, again, is an exercise in our sovereignty and making sure that the state of Oklahoma understands what a compact is and what our sovereign rights are, which would include language in our Constitution that gives our citizens inherent rights for the taking of game and other things. And I think that that's worth educating the state of Oklahoma.
May I ask another question, Chairman?
Follow up.
So in a compact agreement, there's guarantees for both sides. Do we give up any of our jurisdiction over our hunting and fishing regulations, do we adopt those in the state of Oklahoma in and through that compact, Congressman Potts? Do you know the answer to that?
I would certainly hope we wouldn't. ONCR 2002 does not mandate the terms of the compact. All this does is request that the principal chief and the executive branch contact the state of Oklahoma to initiate the process of entering into a hunting and fishing compact. At no point do I feel that we get to determine the terms of that other than approval. The chief is responsible for negotiating and establishing that compact. So I would hope that the chief would acknowledge the language in our constitution, and I would have no reason to believe he wouldn't. No, I don't think that this would diminish the rights that are provided for in our constitution. In fact, it would strengthen them.
Okay.
This is Alice. So I have a question that's similar to what Maria just asked.
One
for the sponsor.
Yes, I have one after you. Go ahead.
Okay. Wouldn't this allow for the governor to have some sort of authority over Osage lands? I mean, potentially, the governor could have some sort of authority. Doesn't this compact open the door to that?
I think that would be a good question for legal, and then also, wouldn't we have to pay some sort of fee? If we have to pay some sort of fee, then we're not exerting sovereignty. We're giving sovereignty up. So that's something that I'll call Councilman Byrd and find out if the Cherokees pay a fee in that compact, because if they do, if there's dollars attached to that, if it's not just the state of Oklahoma, we recognize you as citizens to be able to hunt and fish within your boundaries. And if there are dollar amounts attached to that on the state side, then we would be giving up our sovereignty, my humble opinion.
I agree.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think the bigger problem would be that the state of Oklahoma, in particular Governor Stitt, already believes that he has authority over us. And so I think the compact negotiation allows our chief another opportunity to say, you don't, and here's why, and here's what's in our constitution, and here's what we believe, and this is the compact or the agreement that we can come to. Whether or not dollars are exchanged, that's up for the chief to determine. This does not outline the terms of the compact. I do believe that dollars are exchanged on behalf of Cherokee and Choctaw. And perhaps that's part of the deal that our chief made with Gus. It's still up for this Congress to approve once the chief negotiates it. But to answer specifically Congresswoman Goodfox's claim, I think the bigger problem here is that the state of Oklahoma already believes they have authority over our lands, which is why they have a Department of Wildlife. And they already believe that they get to regulate these things. And so I think exerting our sovereignty through the form of a compact helps them understand that, you know, you think you have this thing over here, Governor Stitt, but here's how it really operates. And I think this resolution pushes us in the direction, again, to allow our chief the ability to negotiate these terms. So I don't think that this locks us into any terms. I don't think this locks us into any expenditure of funds. Those are all terms that the chief of this nation will get to determine in initiating the compact negotiation. All this does is says we would like to exert or at least notify the state of Oklahoma what our intentions are and what we believe about our rights.
Chairman, RJ.
Yes, Congressman Walker.
So, in 2006, whenever our Constitution was established, there were many believed for many to believe that we were going to basically win the Irby case, and there were also many non-OSHs that believed that we were going to win that case and going to have authority over all of Osage County. I would love for our tribal members to be able to have something similar to what the Cherokee, I'm not familiar with what the Choctaws have, but what, you know, something similar to the Cherokees have. I followed that. I'm familiar with it. There was something in their allotment act. I don't know if it was, I can't cite the article, whatever, but there was something in their allotment act. There was language in there about them having hunting and fishing access over all of their territory, which is different from the 1906 Allotment Act for us. You know, I would just say this. I don't necessarily want to vote this down, but I would say that by passing this, we are acknowledging that the state does have authority over the Osage Nation's lands, not our lands, but basically of all of Osage County, because we are going to the state and asking them for permission to get three hunting and fishing licenses. My thought would be that the chief do this, have already taken the initiative, or a phone call from one of us, in this case, you, Congressman Potts, call the chief and say, hey, look what the Cherokee Nation did. Can you think you can initiate some behind closed doors discussions with the governor and enable us some sort of opportunity to get free hunting and fishing licenses similar to what the Cherokees had? I'm a little bit leery about passing this resolution. It doesn't necessarily do anything other than express the desire of the legislative branch that we want the executive branch to go do something. Those are my thoughts, Congressman Potts. I've had people ask me about this as well. I admire you for putting this forward. It's a good idea. I just feel like it's something that needs to be done behind closed doors without a resolution from the Congress, basically acknowledging, in my opinion, that the state does have authority over Osage County. Thank you for allowing me to express myself, Chairman.
Thank you, Congressman Walker. Any further discussion? I'm going to again express it's not that I want to vote this down, but I would like to postpone this or table this and speak with our council and just to be sure. If the sponsor doesn't have a problem with that.
Happy to follow the will of the committee.
I think we should, this is Alice, I think we should postpone it because I'm a no for it right now.
Chairman Big Horse, is Speaker Tillman.
Yes, Speaker.
Just ask the clerk, what's the number on the bill again? Move to postpone ONCR 2002 to the call of the chair.
We have a motion to table with a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Okay. That is the last legislation for today. So number 8 is adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
There was. Second.
All those in favor? Order adjourned.
Aye.
Aye.
Congresswoman Bighorn?
Yes.
This is Congresswoman Everett. Could you and the speaker give me a call back, please?